This is the Presiding Bishop's Column with Elizabeth Eaton. She entitles it Midnight Stillness. On Christmas Eve, there always comes a time when everything is finally still. Once all the preparations and decorations, extra choir rehearsals and Christmas pageants, shopping and holiday parties have been completed, peace descends. For me, that time always came after the 11 p.m. candlelight service. After the congregation went home, after I turned off all the lights and locked the doors, as my daughter and I drove home through the dark and quiet streets, I would then settle into silence. Once home, and after my husband and children went to bed, I could continue in that Christmas Eve stillness and reflect on the mystery of Advent and Christmas. Advent, a season of expectation. God is up to something. We're urged to watch and wait. Get up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. At midnight there was a shout, look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. There are Advent calendars, with each open window drawing one closer to Christmas. Advent wreaths light the way. In Cleveland in the late 50s and early 60s, every child would rush home from school to catch Mr. Jingling on TV. Trust me, every Clevelander of a certain age can sing the Mr. Jingling song. Advent is our time, and it's filled with longing. Longing for peace, for a just world, for restored relationships, for God. The Advent lessons from the prophet Isaiah that I just read are filled with the sorrow of exile and the persistent hope that God still cares for God's people and will bring about their return to Israel. We sing, come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. And come, Jesus does, into our world and into our lives. For a brief time, generosity and goodwill break out. We wish strangers a Merry Christmas. We even practice a little patience in traffic and with relatives. And life is filled with possibility. I think about all these things in the midnight stillness of Christmas Eve. I consider the miracle of the Incarnation, that God is ever faithful, that God is not far off, but is Emmanuel, God with us, that in Jesus, the divine set aside all glory in order to take on our nature and to be truly glorified on the cross. A helpless baby in a wooden manger, a broken man on a cross. These are the gifts of Christmas. The Christmas carol declares that the angel's announcement to the shepherds came upon a midnight clear. Of all creation became the land of the midnight sun. The good earth and all its creatures, sun and moon, stars and planets, orbit in harmony around this center of love. In the stillness, I think of another midnight, the Easter Vigil. It is the first celebration of the resurrection. In the vigil, these words of the Exultet, that's the Easter proclamation, are sung. This is the night when Christ, the life, rose from the dead. The seal of the grave is broken, and the morning of a new creation breaks forth out of night. All Advent expectations and longings are met and exceeded. The ephemeral peace and hope we may feel at Christmas take substance and permanence. God's promise has been fulfilled. There's a lot for the Christ child to do before the work on earth is done. Jesus will grow into adulthood. He will teach and feed and heal. Jesus will suffer the betrayal of his friends and will die that we might live. I think about this on Christmas Eve, and I pray, rest now, dear midnight sun.